Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly land talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. This is free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of United Country Real Estate, Land Pro. Buying or selling homes, land or farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, just off Highway 52, exit 136 across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We share offices with POP Design, POP Design, for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com. Our guest today is Brenna Pearl. She's one of our agents at United Country. And welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for bringing your new child.
Oh, thank you for
How
having us.
How old is she now?
She is 3 months old
is
tomorrow.
She 3 tomorrow. And what's her name?
Her name is Elena.
Elena, and I call her what?
Peanut.
I know. I like Peanut. But anyway, welcome, Peanut. And of course, Shad is here and Rodney. So what we're going to do on this show is we're actually going to talk about our company, Land Pro Real Estate, and we're going to talk about our listings, which we haven't done in any of my shows. And so you're going to help me do that today. Is that okay?
That sounds great to me.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about your background.
So I worked in customer service and sales for about 10 years before
right.
I got into real estate. I started working as an administrator for a real estate firm in Asheville and just really fell in love with it. Love helping my clients get the most out of their transaction, and I also love the outdoors, so when I found a land firm, I thought, that is for me. So here we
you
are.
You found one, didn't you?
I did. I did, and I'm having a great time.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot to learn, isn't it?
It is a lot to learn. Land is very complicated.
When we go to real estate school, and I did it back in 94, you know, you've done it, what, in the last 3 or 4 years, they don't really spend any time on land, do they?
They don't. They don't.
Well, why? Because they don't have enough time in the syllabus,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're teaching about agency and laws and transactions and the federal government and the state government and a code of ethics and stuff. And like commercial and property management, they don't have time to do that either.
Right.
So fortunately, we have organizations like the Realtors Land Institute, which is will be 75 years old. And we are the land people in the real estate industry. With only about 1,300 members out of, I believe, about 1.4, 1.5 realtors in the United States. A
right.
real small group. And then we have designations called Accredited Land Consultant, ALC, which I'm proud to carry. And I think there's 518 of us, last count, in the United States. So we're very unique and very small group.
It's a difficult designation to get.
It is difficult because there's 15 two-day courses. Actually, one's a three. And you have to have six of the courses. Three of them are required. One's called Land 101, which I've been fortunate to teach since it came out in 2003 all over the United States. And then we have a 1031 class, and then we have a land investment class. And those are like the three required, and then you fill in with the other the choices of the balance of the 12 classes. And then you have to have $10 million in sales, and all these are tested at each class, and then you have to have a final test. So it's quite a bit to do it.
Yep.
But a little bit about our company. I've been in business since 1994 with two different firms, and my children moved home a couple years ago and said, hey, I want to get my real estate license and work with you, Dad. So my daughter, Kate, is owner of the company with me, and my son-in-law is our COO. So it's Kate, Jewel, Sutton, and Robbie Sutton, and then Brenna Pearl. And so we got Jewels and Pearls now in organizations. And then we have Mandy Johnson. She's been with us now. We're September 13th. We were 4 years old. So we're a little bit older than Peanut, but not as old as Shadow. And Mandy's been with us since then and does an outstanding job. And then Teresa Martin, that actually owns Prop Design with a partner, just got her license. We have one in school that should be finishing up here in the next couple of weeks. And then we have Randy Watson, who was on our show. He's been a lifetime member of Ducks Unlimited, and he did all the duck calls for us. but he'll be joining us, and he lives in Allegheny County. So we're licensed both in North Carolina and Virginia, and we're also members of the what?
Realtor Land Institute?
Well, that we are, but the Charlotte MLS.
Oh, the Charlotte MLS,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the Triad MLS.
Right, and then, of course, the Martinsville MLS, which mm-hmm. is Carroll County, Patrick County, and Henry County.
Yeah.
So I'm dual licensed, and hopefully one of you guys will get your Virginia license here upcoming, and so I can kind of ease on out and not have to work so hard. So it's kind of unique for one of the real estate firms here in the area to be dual licensed, but mm-hmm. also I think we're the only firm in the market area that's a member of the Charlotte MLS, which, believe it or not, has over 9,000 realtors, and they go from Columbia, South Carolina to Pass Murphy. So it's like 50, 60 some counties, and of course the Winston-Salem MLS is roughly 14 counties, including Virginia. So mm-hmm. when we market a client, property, I think we kind of are number one in the ability to at least get it out in the network. And then can you tell us about some of the social marketing and what we do there?
Yes, absolutely. Social media marketing is huge right now. And our office, we do a lot of digital marketing via our website, Lands of America, other important websites that have to do with land. But we also use social media extensively to get your listings out there. Every time we get a new listing, we put it on Facebook with professional photographs, and we boost it to thousands of people across the state and across the nation.
And then if it lends itself, we do the drone marketing as well as mm-hmm. the GoPro, which Shadow, you know, is a part of that. She's always mm-hmm. runs up, the little doggy runs up and says, "Hi, my name's Shadow. I'm going to take you on the most incredible land tour." And, of course, she's in the tapes as she's running the trails and so on, and mm-hmm. comes up at the end and says, "I hope you enjoyed this tour. You know, there are a lot of people interested in this property. You better call my dad right now."
That's right.
So she sells more real estate than I do. And also, you know, Marvin Stars, too. Marvin's mm-hmm. been around for quite a while. I won't mention his age. He's a little older than I. But he's right here in King. Mm-hmm. So, and his wife for many, many years been top producers. So we're real glad to have somebody with a little history and experience, too, to help out. So
definitely.
That kind of rounds out our company. But one of the things I want to do is talk about our listings today. And what I'd like you to do is maybe just give an overview of the listing, and then I can kind of fill in. Like I said, we have over 70 listings right now. The market's really hot, isn't it? Like I said, back in the 90s when I started, I think I did 96 or 97 sales my first year, which is like unprecedented. But it was just mm-hmm. there was a lot of activity. And we're back to almost to that today. We put a house up. And by the way, we do sell houses.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does that, but not everybody specializes in land and farms, which is what we do. But, you know, there was a lot of activity. And today, you know, we're about as fast as we put stuff on the market, we're selling it. And so we need some inventory out there. If you guys listening in the listening audience, especially here locally, you know, we're ready, willing, and able to help you get started.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not from the area, there are a lot of absentee owners that may live in different states that own property in our market area. And actually, we cover North Carolina and Virginia, depending on the project. So, you know, we're here to help you out. But I want to start it out with one, and you can talk about it, the one we have in Lambsburg.
Okay, sure. So in Lambsburg, Virginia, we have a 419-acre tract, more or less, that we have it divided into six tracts, anywhere from 35 to 148 acres. These tracts are flex property, which means that depending on your needs, if you're wanting a little more or a little less, we can move those lines and divide them a little bit differently to meet your needs. It's located on the North Carolina-Virginia border in Virginia on Lambsburg Road and McCrew Road that parallels I-77. Part of this tract is high-quality cultivated land with streams, and part borders Stewart Creek. Part is high-ground mountain land. There's lots of variety on that tract for something for everybody.
Yeah, it is. I came up with this flex property idea years ago. You know, when somebody has a large tract like this, it's hard to find that one buyer that has $1 million or $500,000 or big numbers. But the property lends itself to be able to be sold in parcels. And as opposed to the buyer paying the surveyor to go out and actually pay to survey the boundaries or even the breakup of it, you know, what we like is at least to have a boundary survey because that helps. So don't have to. And then we'll look at, you know, the features, the accessibility, the topography, the views, the water, the timber versus cultivated. And we'll say, you know, this would be a great 10, 15-acre track here. And we actually break it up. We use MapRight, who's one of our guests, too. And they're like the tops out there. Great tool, and I know you like using it.
I do.
And we'll go ahead and just create ourselves a breakup plan. And, of course, assign acreage to it and assign a price to it. Now, the buyer comes, and we've got, a 20-acre tract of this one here listed, or 35. And once they get out there, they say, well, you know, I'd really like to have more water. You know, maybe it's part of it has a stream, or I'd like to have a little bit more pasture, or I'd like to have a little bit more road frontage, or I may want less. I can't afford 35 acres, you know, but I could afford 30. So, you know, we take that into consideration, let them make an offer on it, okay? Buyers pay for surveys normally. It's also negotiable, but I always tell my students, you know, you always look at who benefits is the one that really should pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but the buyers love this flex property idea because they actually get to create what they're buying as opposed to here's a corner, here's a corner, here's a corner, here's a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a property that has a lot of different features. If you're looking for mountain land, hunting land, you know, it's got that. Or if you're looking for cultivated land, or you're looking for views, or if you're looking for water, road frontage, it's perfect for us.
Well, it's just a beautiful area.
So let's talk about the next one.
So we've got another tract in Virginia that is 498 acres, more or less. This one is northeast of Stewart on Ferrystone Park Highway. It joins Bull Mountain that has a 2,000-acre tract also listed. This one is pastureland with panoramic views, 8 streams, over a mile of roads and trails, a farmhouse from 1942, 2 log cabins, various small structures, an organic garden, blueberry and fruit trees, mature and marketable timber, and then even trout, black bear, bobcats, turkey, eagles, owls, hawks, and more. It's a great conservation tax credit opportunity or retreat, family compound, or long-term investment.
It's a great track. I've had it listed actually for a while because it's one of those high prices. Now, we're not breaking this one up.
Yeah.
And we've had a timber cruise on it, so we've got some valuation on that. It actually borders Bull Mountain. There's a 2,000-acre tract, which is the mountain itself. It's kind of nominally outside of Stewart that joins it, and there's possibly another 100 acres. So, you know, we have people that come to us, Rodney, that say, look, I'm looking for 1,000, 2,000 acres, 3,000 acres, and those are hard to find. We're the eastern part where the English first settled the United States, and there were King's Grants and these large tracts, but over the centuries, you know, we've had families like my family. We had 900 acres that my great-grandfather and grandfather started buying in 1909 to 1929, and it's been broken up within the family. And now we're down to almost 5 generations of taking that investment. And so it's really hard to find these large tracts. But there were about 5 of them that went together and bought an original tract. And over the period of time, they actually bought 4 joining tracts to create this 400 some acre track. And it's down to 2 owners, and one of them actually is a nature expert. She has a degree in it. 2 years ago, there's black bears on this property, and she's actually collared and managed these bears over the years. And 2 years ago, 3 of the bear families both all had 5 cubs, 15 baby bears running around. So Shad and I, we go up there. She loves it up there, and I've never seen one. I've seen the caves, but it's an incredible piece of property, and anybody that's interested can give us a call. And we're talking to Brenda Pearl, and this is Lou Jewell with Let's Talk Land. So the next one is actually Marvin Stiers here in King. It's one of his farm listings. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So Marvin's listing is a 165-acre farm with approximately 28 acres of prime agricultural land. It's been leased for some of the finest strawberries. It features more than $396,000 in tax deferment on a land use program, so it's only taxed at $58,000. That deferment can transfer to the new owner. We've got storage buildings, approximately 2,000 square feet, and a half-acre pond, southern border stream and two internal streams, and Grassy Creek runs through it. 4,531 feet of water courses on this property, so plenty of water. Maturing timber and a view of Pilot Mountain. It joins Pilot Mountain State Park corridor, and this property has actually just been reduced to $100,000.
It's actually on Mount Zion Road, which is just off of the Pinnacle exit, Highway 52.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible piece of property, and yes, it's been leased for actually over 30 years, but for the last 10 years or so, they grow strawberries, some of the best strawberries you'd ever want to eat.
Mm.
But it's another one of those exceptional properties that we're looking for a new owner. So any of those that's interested in that, give us a call at 336-669-1405 on any of these listings. And they can go to our website, right?
Yep.
And if it's your listing, if they want to work with you or list with you, you've got all of your information there on our website. So.
That's right. Yep, www.mylandpro.com.
There you go. So let's talk about Robbie Sutton. There's one that he has on the Dan River.
This is an awesome tract of land that Robbie has listed. It's on the Dan River. It's around 205 acres on Cottonwood Road in Walnut Cove. This property has a lot to offer. Over 3,000 feet of river frontage, gorgeous mountain views, a gated entrance, mature timber, wildlife, a pond, food plots, several building sites, and no restrictions. The property is also in a forestry tax deferment program, with $270,000 being deferred, so the taxes are only around $625. It is definitely a must-see.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Now, this deferment, for people that don't know, in certain areas of the country, and specifically here in North Carolina, what they do is if it's an agriculture tract or a forestry tract that meets certain requirements, they take there's always a tax value put on the property, and then there's a tax rate. For example, you know, in most of the counties here, it's roughly 70 cents. It depends on the fire district. It depends on the school district, and that's the plus minus, but it's around 70 cents per thousand. So if it's valued at $100,000, the taxes would be $700. Now, if you have 5 acres of cultivated land or 10 acres of pasture land or 20 acres minimum of forestry land, certified forestry land, you can apply for these deferments. And or a lot of these farms, they've had these deferments on them for, God, like my grandfather's land, you know, for almost 100 years. This program's been around a long time. And what it does is reduce that 70 cents tax burden, sometimes as low as 28 cents or 18 cents. So that's why something that's maybe valued at $100,000 that normally would be a $700 annual tax bill might only be $35.22. So what happens is when you buy property that has these deferments, you know, that can be transferred free. It's just filling out paperwork and moving it from one owner to another. If you decide you don't want to, which I don't know why you wouldn't, although I think in my 1,000-plus sales I've had over the years, I think maybe I had one that didn't want to be involved with the government for whatever reason, then the seller has to pay no more than 3 years of the taxes that were not claimed. So it could be a real number like $1,500 or $18. And sometimes when you split land, you know, like it's a 40-acre track and it's in a forestry thing and you need 20 acres and you split off 10 acres of it and it only has 5 acres of timber, it no longer qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the balance of it still does. So the county will make those adjustments and there'll be rollback taxes on those.
And this is another reason why it's so important to have an agent that is a land specialist. This is something that maybe, I mean, I certainly, you know, I had been in real estate for 3 years before I joined Lou's firm, and it's not something that I was familiar with, these tax deferments. So having a land specialist who knows how to make these things work for both buyer and seller is very important.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of other things like 11
yes.
types of easements, and we could do a, well, actually, I do shows on it, you know, just on these specific things. Land's very complicated.
Yeah.
I think, in fact, in one of the classes, After you get your license, you still have to take 3 30-hour classes here in North Carolina. And one of the classes is like a general class, and they throw a slide up. Says, land is the most complicated of all real estate transactions.
It's true. But, and people are always surprised by that.
And then the instructor says, I don't know why, but it is. Because there's no training for the instructors either, which is a shame. But we're working on that. All right, let's talk about another great one.
All right.
This one actually is one of my listings.
Okay.
But I'll let you tell about it.
All right. So this one is, we've got an investment property just inside Virginia on Moorfield Store Road off Highway 8. It has a Stuart, Virginia address. The owner of this property has developed a hunter's paradise with food plots, trails, small pond, active stream, all on 140 acres, surveyed acres, more or less. There are two wells already on this property. There's a 2005 one-and-a-half-story log home on there, two bedroom, two bath, around 1,700 square feet. It comes with a lighting system on the outside, designer patio with grill and sound, $25,000 pole building, approximately 60 acres in planted pine, which is 5 to 8 years old, 10 acres of apple orchard, a half acre of blueberries. There are trophy deer in this area as well. It's very private and views of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, and if you go to the Whitetail website, you'll see that Stokes County, which is just below this property, Stewart, which is Patrick County, some of the largest trophy deer in the state is in this area.
Wow.
And but this is an exceptional piece of property. And these planted pines now, that's money in the bank. So, you know, if you look at a timber tract from the time a seedling comes out of the ground until it matures totally is about 80 years. Trees are usually cut 35 to 40 years. So in an 80, if you live to be 80 years old, then maybe, you know, there'll be two harvesting of timber, which is cash, okay?
Yep.
And with the loblolly or the planted, what we call plantation pines, you know, these are grown in 27 to 30 years. So that's what these are. So they're young, but, you know, in the next 20, 25 years here, that's money in the bank that can offset your investment and other things. So, but this is an exceptional property. Need some calls on that one. Let's go to Elkin.
All right. In Elkin, we have a traditional ranch-style brick home built in 1990. It's three bedrooms and one bath, around 1,200 square feet, and has one car attached carport and a full unfinished basement on 62 acres of beautiful pasture land. The home offers an open floor plan, patio, and gazebo. The property has storage buildings, a bold stream, cross fence for cattle or horses, mature timber, and 1,440 plus or minus feet of road frontage. No restrictions on this property, and it is in tax deferment.
Yeah, this is one of Robbie's listings. I haven't seen it, so I can't elaborate. I don't think you have either.
I have not.
Just previewing it and the calls we've had, this is another great property over in the Elkin area. So Teresa's got one of her first listings. Let's talk about it.
Teresa has a 50-acre tract in Westfield on Pell Road in Stokes County. It's a large tract with mountain views of Hanging Rock and Sauratown Mountains, stocked pond that's approximately a third of an acre in size, roughly 17 acres of rich cultivated land, parcels on both sides of the road. There's an internal water course along the back of the property. Maturing timber on all parcels makes it a great investment. Each parcel has a building site, and it's just absolutely beautiful. No restrictions, plenty of room to roam, ATV, hunt, or fish. There is an old well on the property that would need to be inspected, and that's flex property. We're offering it several
ways. What we did was it's got 10 acres on the north side of Pell Road and 40 acres on the south side with a lot of road frontage. So, again, it can be bought as a hold, okay, or it could be bought separately. So, again, we did the flex property where we took the larger tract, split it in half, you know, made two, like, 17-acre, 18-acre tracks, and then across the road. And one of the tracks across the road had an old farmhouse on it, which had a well and septic. I doubt the septic could be used, but it was a punched well, and the well's not that old.
Okay.
So we can get details on that from the county.
And this one's pretty recently listed, and it's already had several calls, hasn't it?
Oh, it's had tons of calls. It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. The market is so active.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to Logap, which is in the western part of Surrey County. This is one of Robbie's listings.
Okay. In Logap, Robbie has about 49 acres with a long recorded easement. Hunting season's coming up soon, and this is an exceptional recreational and hunting property located 10 miles off of I-77. It offers a beautiful bold creek, mature timber, food plots, well-maintained trails, active wildlife, mountain views, and no restrictions. I don't know what more a hunter could ask for than that.
Yeah, really.
It's priced to sell, $2,000 per acre, taxes around $580.
Wow, I hope somebody buys that can afford those taxes.
I know,
Rodney, that'd
be
hard, right? We'd have to get a second job, maybe?
That's right.
Third job. All right. Mandy's got one. Let's talk about it. This is over in Vail now. This is over in Catawba County. We do get spread around, which is great because we're land experts. Okay, I've had properties. Actually, one of the first properties after I got my Virginia license was on the Shenandoah River in Virginia. It was 5 hours and 27 minutes from my office to this property.
Wow.
And I sold it in 4 weeks. But, but again, using the marketing and the strength that we have, knowing how to communicate property, you know, that it doesn't have to be in our backyard. So this is a national show, again, North Carolina, but also through my students and through RLI. It may not be something that we can do legally because we're not licensed there, but I have contacts all over the country. I have like 6,000, 7,000 students over the years that I know have taken land classes that I can refer you to. So at least you can have a land expert working with you, either a land man or a land lady.
That's right. Yep.
So let's see what Mandy's got over in Vail in Catawba County.
Okay. So over in Vail, Mandy has 47-acre exceptional tract. You can build your dream house on all that acreage. There's also 10 acres, roughly, of pasture land, a beautiful creek that runs along the back of the property, fenced and cross-fenced. All you have to do is bring your horses. There's a storage barn, plenty of space to hunt, ATV, and play. Old logging road gives you great access to the woods and creek, plenty of road frontage, and gorgeous country views.
ATVs, too, can run through there. And you can bring your llamas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Horses, right? Llamas, burros, whatever you got, bring them.
Okay. This is one that I have here in King. It was actually 144 acres that was on Chestnut Grove Road, Brown Road, and William Fowler Road. And it was 141 acres that had a recent appraisal on it. It was a good appraisal. Seven heirs scattered all over the country, all absentee owners, and didn't want it. And I was called to list it, and I put it into a flex property. And I told them, based on the appraisal, that I could probably make them between $100,000 and $200,000 more than the appraised value by breaking it up. And so far, all of it's been sold except these two tracts you're going to talk about. And right now I'm on target to get pretty close to $200,000 more than what they were expecting for the property. So this flex property is very interesting. And for those of you that have tracts of land out there, definitely want to call us, even if you don't want to sell it now. You know, we help a lot of people. I do stuff for estates. You know, a lawyer call up and they're setting up a will and they want to do some estate planning. You know, I go through that and do highest and best use so that it's equitable. I'm working on one right now for an attorney down in Winston-Salem. I'm expert witness for the courts where they can make decisions, and I'll come in and do a flex program or breakup program, and then the judge will make the determination of how the property is to be distributed. I think we got time. Let's do one more real quick here. William Fowler.
Oh, okay. Yep. William Fowler Road in King features 44.5 acres and a 35-acre tract with a small pond. Part of 141 acres that we offered several ways that Lou was just talking about. It's a mostly wooded tract with a small 2.7 acre cultivated field and two bisecting internal stream courses. No restrictions on this property. Tax value and taxes are for the entire 141 acres. If you were to look this up on the MLS, so just be aware of that. The property isn't a county tax deferment. This should be able to transfer.
Right, and there's two tracts now. I can break these up, so it's really like 70, what's 70 if I can do my math, 44 and 35. Peanut, what does that add up to? But anyway, this could this could be broken up separately, okay? So, you know, when we're with Brenna Pearl and Peanut and Shada and Rodney, and this is Let's Talk Land. All right, you got Brenna, one on near Levels Cross in Surrey County. Tell us about that one.
All right, so this one is a 29-acre tract, roughly, off of Highway 269 near Level Cross. This is a great location. You're only about 4 miles from Dobson, from the center of Dobson, and about 10 miles from Pilot Mountain, with easy access to 52 to go to Winston. So it's a very popular area. It's about 13 acres of prime cultivated land. Right now it's got soybeans on it. It's being leased by someone who's farming out there. This land would be perfect for building your country dream home while also sticking close to town. It has a well on it that's roughly 10 years old. There's cleared acreage for farming or livestock, and also a water course and a pond, which has potential for being stocked for fishing. There's a tax deferment that may be deferred to a new buyer at close, so you should definitely come out. Give me a call if you want to go see it. It's a beautiful property.
Go ahead and give your phone number on that.
Right? Yeah, it's 336-298-6676.
There you go. Now, we had some issues with this, and it's actually you're selling off, 3 acres of it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Right? Yep, it started out as a 35-acre tract, and there was a roughly 4-acre piece across the private drive that goes onto the property, and that piece is being sold off, and we did run into some issues with
the
right-of-way there. So there wasn't a recorded right-of-way for anyone to use the private drive there, Edinburgh Way.
Right.
And so we had to create legal access, and we ran into several issues doing that. It required a couple different property owners, 5 property owners on that drive to consent to the legal access. We had to get them all together to sign it. And
had to get a survey on it?
Had to get a survey done on it. Right. Yep, a new survey and decide who was paying for that. So it can
and
definitely...
And the county had some issues too, right?
They did.
They said, no, you can't use that road. You got to build another one. This has to be 45 feet.
We ran into anything and everything you could run into with
so I think we're going to cross deed that, which is allowed to cross deed it. We won't get into that, but it's just a workaround to meet the county requirements. But looks like that one's going to close. You're going to have a payday.
Yes.
So
yep, we're getting it done. And
Peanut,
the 29
to
acres
that.
That's remaining,
right.
It's been a really popular tract. We've had a lot of calls
it
because of location and because there's a flat building sites on it because of
there's
the
old
well.
Farmhouse too, which
there's
is not
farmhouse.
Yeah, but it's old two-story and there's some outbuildings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are usable.
Yeah.
A
little tobacco barn on there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
it's actually
property.
A perfect track. That's what people look for, that 10 to 20
mm-hmm.
acres.
Yeah,
that's our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because most people can't afford the larger tracks or don't want the larger tracks. So and then when you get under the 10 acre tracks, the less than 10 acre tracks, yeah, those are hard to find.
Yes.
Especially, and then people want well and septic. Well, that's even harder to find.
It's true.
And then
and
no
pricey.
Restrictions. You know, that's hard to find, too. So.
Yeah, and the pond especially, that's a great
right,
feature.
It
because
is. It needs a little work, but it's got a lot of potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Nunn Road.
All right. Nunn Road in Pinnacle has beautiful Pilot Knob views. It's roughly 28 acres, many building sites, mature timber, 1,490 feet of road frontage.
Now, these are all plus and minus. We're not guaranteeing any of the acreage numbers or any of the things where we give numbers.
Absolutely.
It's always plus or minus. So.
It always can vary a little bit. We just give our best estimate.
Yeah, exactly.
So. No deed restrictions on this property. Access from Nunn Road or Sam Scott Road. The best building site on this property is on Sam Scott Road. It's just the perfect place to build your country dream home. This property is also in tax deferment with a little over $74,000 being deferred every year. So the taxes on this property are only $161.
What?
I know.
Oh, I don't know if I could afford
that.
Right? Yeah, well. That's a
on 28 acres.
That's a plus
that's
minus.
Great. Yep.
And by the way, you know, we represent Schumacher Homes. We had... the representative on, we're the land company for them. So that's a great product. And these people is looking for these dream homes. We can hook you up with them too.
They build some beautiful homes.
Yeah, they have model homes over in Greensboro on the I-40 there at the airport. So, okay, let's talk about some income producing properties. This is kind of different. This is one of mine up in Virginia on Marion Road.
All right, up on Marion Road in Dougsburg, Virginia, we have roughly 27 acres. A custom-built private luxury mountain retreat is located on Big Reed Island Creek. The master suite has an air bathtub for a relaxing bath for one or two. The first floor suite offers an aromatherapy steam shower.
Yeah,
ooh, this is luxury.
I want this one.
Right? Three-level retreat offers a bedroom and full bath on each floor, along with a full kitchen, dining area, and two living areas. Over $100,000 in upscale furnishing stays. You may opt to canoe the endless miles of trout and nature-filled creeks and rivers. $30,000+ of annual weekend rental income.
Yeah, these VR, you know, everything, you know, people don't like to stay in hotels anymore, and there's several sites. This is VROB, and both of these we're going to talk about are on there.
Okay.
So, you know, this is for a person that wants to have that second home, but as opposed to just sitting there idle, you rent it out and let that offset your cost.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Oh.
Have some passive income and
this,
a beautiful vacation property to go to.
This is a custom-built home. I mean, it's copper gutters, 50-year-plus roof. Stairwell was custom made. And the furnishings, this is upscale stuff. It's probably worth over $100,000 worth of furnishings in it.
That's incredible. This
is a unique property. It's on the side of a mountain. It's a switchback. You know, you need a four-wheel drive to get in there.
Yeah.
But it's
this is the best
very
kind.
Private. Yeah. It's just so beautiful. And he just added a huge, large deck on the back, too.
Wow.
Overlooking that river, which is a beautiful river.
I think I hear Peanut saying she wants to go.
Yeah, go Peanut. All right, let's talk about the other. This is one of mine, too.
All right. Now, this one is in Danbury, Stokes County on McKinless Way.
Uh-huh.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that was an old family name.
Okay.
We went back to the original owners. We like doing that. Naming streets, I've done over 60 rural subdivisions, and naming roads is very difficult, you know, because a lot of the names are already taken.
Mm-hmm.
But this case, we used actually the oldest in title search back, the first owners that we could find of record.
Wow.
For this was the McKinless family. So we honored them by naming the road after their family.
That's very interesting. All right. Well, we've got a three-bedroom, two-bath, approximately 1,500-square-foot log home with a large deck on this property. One of 25 half-acre circle lots.
Yeah, this was a Frank Lloyd Wright concept.
Years ago,
he was hired to develop a rural market instead of doing the square lots. He did circle lots, so I kind of, you know, nothing's new under the sun but its shadows.
Yeah.
Buried, borrowed, or stolen. So we took this 43 acres that had three little mountain ranges, and we made circle lots. Peanut, do you want to help us out?
Trying to help.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, these circle lots are on roughly 43-acre private development. All homes will be cedar log construction, county water and sewer going on over here. This property generates $30,000+ per year in weekend rentals through VRBO. So you can buy your own lot and build your new cedar log home. Yeah. Use it as an investment
property. And that was shown twice this week. I think we're going to get that one sold, and if we do, we'll build another one.
Hey.
So, let's do it. All right, here's a good hunting tract.
All right. This hunting tract is on Haystack Road in Dobson near Mitchell River and Devotion. 24 acres of hunting, four-wheeling, camping, or just build. The property was select cut and has many logging trails, small frog pond, and internal stream. It's in a forestry determinant, and taxes are paid $7,500 or approximately $52 per year.
$52. This is crazy.
That is crazy.
The tax value on it is $63,820.
Wow.
And of course, that can be transferred. And we're asking on this one about $2,400 an acre, which is very reasonable.
Yeah,
and the owner just texted me yesterday, and he's gone in and bush hogged and cleaned up some of the trails. So it's ready to go for the hunting season. So
any
of you hunters out there, give me a call at 336-669-1405, and we'll find you a beautiful track to recreate on. Now, this is one of yours here over in Dobson.
Yes. In Dobson, I've got a roughly 21-acre hunting track across the road from the beautiful Fisher River. All mature, marketable timber ready for harvest on that tract. Could replant for long-term investment. There's a bold creek that runs the entire western border and two internal springhead streams. No restrictions. You could use it as investment, hunting, or recreational tract, or build your private home. Near the Yadkin River in the heart of wine country. And I actually just recently did a video of this of this property And you can find that on, you know, I discussed how our office likes to do a lot of social media posts.
Sure,
so.
But it's also on our website, mylandpro.com,
mylandpro.com,
with all of our listings.
That's right.
And we have two things on there, not only our listings, but we have area listings. And this hooks you directly to the Winston-Salem MLS.
Yeah.
Why is this important? If you use these third-party websites, they don't update. That stuff's sold. They do update, but you know.
They don't update quickly, and I can't tell you how many times I've had a buyer ask me, what about this property? And I have to say, oh, I'm sorry, that's under contract.
Yeah. I have stuff I've sold 2 and 3 years is on some of these sites. But if you go to any website, if you can find the company, usually they have links to their local MLS.
Yeah.
The reason that's important is because those are active listings only.
Absolutely.
If you will go to our website, you will find over 20,000 active only listings through our connections on our website.
That's
and
right.
It just saves you a lot of time. It's so aggravating. But
that's
anyway.
True.
Yeah, I know. It's always something. But, you know, like I told you guys, whatever the technology is, we want to be the best at it.
Absolutely.
And I'm constantly with these radio shows. I'm getting ready to do a show on artificial intelligence real estate, where you take a profile instead of a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, using all the social media and collecting data. You're now matching people because of the things that they search for in terms of amenities and so on. This is going to be a great show. And we got one coming up on Bitcoin, where they're actually buying and selling real estate. These are two shows that's coming up. So this is all new stuff, and I'm trying to keep you and everyone else ahead of the stuff, because stuff moves so fast now.
It's true. It's important.
All right, Teresa's got one here.
Teresa has a 21-acre, roughly, tract in Holly Springs in Surry County off Highway 52 near the Mount Airy Airport. Located just south of Mount Airy, this 21-acre, partially wooded tract is offered with no restrictions. Enjoy wooded privacy on this conveniently located property. There are 3 off-road entrances, sloping topography, and great for several building sites. You can choose from road frontage or private building sites. There's a springhead stream on back of property, great for modulars, manufactured, or stick homes. And there's also timber on the property as
well.
And
there's also county water on this road.
So. Oh, that's great.
Okay. Now, Kate's got one here.
Kate has 14 acres, roughly, in Stokes County, on Brown Mountain and Pilot Mountain.
It's a Pilot Mountain address, but it's in Stokes. But
okay,
we won't go there, but it gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah, with approximately 9 acres of cleared land, perfect for building your dream home with gorgeous mountain views, lots of road frontage, mature timber on the back of the property, and views of Sarratown Mountain.
It's a great piece of property, a great location, just far enough out not to be too far.
Yeah.
But it's a really outstanding track. Okay, we got one here on Highway 89. This is one of Robbie's.
Okay. In Westfield on Highway 89 near Albion Church Road in Stokes County, there's a quality 5 to 15 acre, a couple of tracks.
Right.
5 to 15 acres are hard to find around here. So this gorgeous 13-acre property has it all. Many building sites, mature timber, 2,045 roughly feet of road frontage, beautiful views of Sarratown Mountain and the Blue Ridge Mountains, and no deed restrictions. Property's just waiting for you to build on, and it would also make a great investment.
Now we got one for Mandy here, and this one's a 10-acre tract off of Highway 16. This is in Wilkes County. So, like I said, we because of our uniqueness and being able to understand and market for buyers and for sellers land, you know, we're not limited to right here in our backyard like most agents are. So tell us about Mandy's tract.
All right. Mandy's tract is roughly 10 acres off old NC Highway 16 in Miller's Creek. If you're looking for a private mountain retreat to build.
Well, that's in Wilkes County, right?
Mm-hmm. In Wilkes County. That's right. If you're looking for a private mountain retreat to build your dream home, cabin, or tiny house, this is the place for you, just outside Wilkesboro. You can find this community nestled away with mountain views and seclusion. It's a great recreational property in the quaint town of Miller's Creek, perfect for weekend getaway or your permanent residence. It's off the beaten path, but it's well worth the adventure. Gated entrance with a lovely creek running along old North Carolina 16.
There were a lot, when the funny money was around, there was a lot of development done with these mountain tracks and lots. And this is one of those. And, you know, because the funny money they got, it's real high prices, which you're not. There's some really, really great buys out there. And this is one of those, okay?
Excellent.
Now, I've got one, but I'll let you talk about it.
Sure. So this one is in Claudeville, Virginia, Patrick County. It is a 1976 brick rancher, a three-bedroom, two-bath. Has approximately 1,400 square feet with one-car garage and full unfinished walkout basement. Approximately 1,600 acres, am I saying right?
Yeah, there's a gentleman in Winston-Salem that keeps buying farms in this area.
Okay.
And he keeps collecting. It's mostly contiguous. And, of course, he's looking for farmland or timberland, investment land. He doesn't want to have the problem of renting houses and so on.
Okay.
So this is a case. I think this was originally like a 40-some acre farm that joined his 1,600 acres.
Wow, okay.
So what we're doing is we're cutting the house out.
I see.
And,
okay.
Actually, there's another one that's coming up that's going
to
be double. I haven't listed yet.
Wow.
That's down the road. It's a double wide, but I mean, immaculate condition, private off the road.
Right.
And this one is too. It sits up on a hill. You got local mountain winter views, and you can buy 1 acre or he'll sell up to 5 acres.
Wow.
It's gated. It's got a private road. And it's ready to move into. It's in immaculate condition.
Okay.
I think that's
wonderful.
What, the new heat pump, right?
Yep, only 2 years old.
New roof. Laminate floors throughout. It's got a fireplace in the living room with bay windows looking at the views up on this hill. And then full basement, walkout basement with a fireplace.
Wow, sounds beautiful.
So we're going to give this one away. Nah. I'm not going to tell you the price. You're going to have to call me. All right, or call
What's
one of my
number?
Agents, 336-669-1405. Or call one of the agents. It's okay. Work with any of us. Or if you have your own agents, that's fine, too. So here's another home. We need some homes. You know, we're talking about land, which are specialty. We don't have a lot of homes because what happens is we get them listed and we put a sign up and we get three offers.
Yep.
It's
and
crazy
they're just going
out there.
Too fast.
It's crazy.
It is. So, if you've got a home you want to sell, now is the time to call to get to make some good money off
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. And prices are up.
Up.
Oh, it looks like you got your first call. Okay. You go, Peanut. All right.
This
is our youngest agent in training.
All right.
So we got another one here.
So this one's off Aubrey Lawson Road in Stuart, Virginia. It joins the North Carolina-Virginia
line.
Right
on the border. The property is actually on the line.
Okay. There you go. Ready to move in. Mostly updated ranch-style home, 1942, with a double-attached carport, three-bedroom, one-bath home, surrounded by large undeveloped land for privacy and seclusion. There's a fireplace in the living room and basement. Heat pump is only 2 years old, new roof, white wall, laminate floors throughout. Bath has tile floors. Buy with 1 acre or more than 7 acres.
Yeah, I've got this listed several ways. I've got it with the house in 1 acre, or the house with 7 acres, or the house with the land with 6 acres.
Okay.
So if you're just looking for vacant land, a beautiful tract, or if you want a house and more acres, and that's the way we like to do things. It gives you more buyers. If you just put something on at one price, you're looking for a buyer in that one price range.
Yep.
But when you have variables on it, it gives you more buyers and more opportunities.
And this is especially important in the days of digital marketing because they say 89% of people find their homes online. And when you go online and you do a search and you say, I want, 1 to 5 acres, if we only had that listed with the full 6 or 7 acres, then they would never see that property.
No, they wouldn't.
So marketing it different ways online is a marketing's a real strength of our office.
But I still believe in the signs, the almighty signs.
And the signs are important too.
You know, it sounds crazy, but when I used to do developing, I may take 250 acres and make 30-some tracks out of it.
Yeah.
That's 30-some listings.
Yeah.
So at one time, I think the most I ever had was 218 listings.
Wow.
My brother used to help me in the old days. We would spend 3 days, like once a month, going around just maintaining signs.
All kinds of crazy things happen to signs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially people that mow, the right-of-ways. Here's this real estate sign, and they pull over, and crunch, here it goes. Or the neighbors steal it, or, it's just spend a lot of money on signs.
Yeah.
But, a lot of people, they ride around, and, in the old days, that's what they did. When I first started, we didn't have the computers.
Mm-hmm.
The computers are around, but not in the real estate. So what you would do is once a week, you would go to a restaurant or to an area, usually to a restaurant, and you would bring your listings. So you'd have them all typed up on an 8.5 by 11 sheet, and maybe a couple with a picture of the tax map, which you had to go to the county, right, and get the Mylar, and then they would put it on the pink paper, and then you'd take your Polaroid camera and take a picture of it, and then send that down to MLS, your Polaroid picture, and they would put that picture in when, you know, as it got a little further. But you would actually go to these luncheons, and you would pick up, they would have it under homes or farms or land, right? And you would go down the thing, and you would pick up, and then you would bring them back to your office and sort them and three-hole punch them and put them in a cellophane and put them in a book. So now when a client would come in and they'd say, well, what's for sale? You would hand them, you know, the home book.
Wow.
And it was by price, high price to low price, and they would sit there and have one black and white picture, maybe, and then the MLS sheet filled out, you know, the size of the rooms and that kind of stuff.
Can you imagine doing that for 218 listings?
Well, you know, but that's the way it used to be. And even before that, my dad was a realtor in Charlotte. You know, my family's actually third generation, and, you know, and 50s and 60s. And, you know, they didn't even have all that stuff. You know, you just put the sign in the yard and ride around and, you know, and hopefully somebody would return your phone call.
And so I think we've all done it, especially in rural America, and the land is just so beautiful, and you see a sign and you call about it. It's still, directional signage is still a great way to get business. So but we get a lot of calls off those signs.
But I always recommend, and you know this too, is, you know, come to our office because we've got all the tools there.
That's right.
We've got the aerial maps now. We've got the register of deeds online. All this stuff's online.
Yeah.
Now, some of it the public can't get to unless you go to the courthouse, but pay. Everything's pay this, pay that, right?
We pay for the convenience so that you can come
you
in or give us a call. We can tell you anything.
How much it costs us to have your license, right?
It is.
It's probably just $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 just to get started. And you hadn't made a dime yet.
It's tough to get into the business, but if you enjoy it, it's worth it.
Yeah, and it's something, you know, I'm 69. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people retire at my age or obviously younger. And what the hell you do?
Right.
And I love what I do. People say, are you going to work? I said, no, I'm going to play, right? We're playing today, aren't we?
Yeah. That's right.
So, tell us about the typical buyer right now out there. What are you hearing? What's hot and what's not? What's people looking for?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I can definitely tell you a couple of things. Everyone is looking for at least an acre.
Okay.
Everybody's looking for a little bit of space, a little bit of seclusion. Everybody wants to be close to convenience, but they don't want to be right on top of their neighbors. So those homes in the, you know, $80,000 to $120,000 range with, you know, 1 to 5 acres of land are very, very popular.
Okay.
And really to the point that I get so many buyers calling me saying that they want, you know, this, a manufactured home or a site-built home with at least 2 bedrooms and at least 2 bathrooms on just, you know, anywhere from 1 acre to 5 acres. I get so many of those calls, and, you know, I end up having to tell people, well, we might have to wait a couple months until something comes on the market because they just get snatched up so quickly. And, you know, I've had buyers who get into these multiple offer situations, and we put offers on 4 different homes that are similar within that range, and it's really, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
So we definitely inventory, we need it bad.
Yeah. Well, all of us do.
And
prices are going up. So, you know,
People
are making money. You know, it's not like it was 4 or 5 years ago because everything was depressed. People couldn't get loans, didn't have jobs. You know, we have an economy now, thank God, and hopefully we can continue that. But what about land? What type of calls are you getting for land?
Land, everyone would like water on land.
Yeah,
everyone likes water.
Important.
Yep. Mountain views, especially if you're in the Pilot area, having something with mountain views is always a plus. And again, kind of just under that 10-acre range, financing changes once you get above 10 acres.
Right.
So 1 to 10 acres is very popular right now. And again, we find people who are looking more for acreage that's not within a subdivision, no restrictions.
And these tax deferments, they don't know about. So that's sometimes that's really a nice surprise, too.
That's absolutely. Yeah? Yep.
Well, Rodney, you know, this is, there's Sam. Where does Sam Hill have you been? Shout his time to bark. Here's our buddy Sam.
Oh, my gosh. Sam Hill has showed up
Sam,
again.
Seattle, you're not going to bark at Sam. You usually bark at him.
Yeah.
Sam, where the hell, where the hell have you been? But anyway, we'll talk to you in a minute. We're about to wrap up.
Yeah, you can go to the other studio there.
Yeah, go to the other studio.
Take Shadow with you if you'd like to play with something.
Hey, you and your family own, I guess, a unique piece of property that's right here in King. My buddy Lou Baldwin, who was with Baldwin Properties, they're 90 years old, third generation.
Wow.
But I don't do commercial. We don't do commercial. And so we got Lou involved in this. Tell us about this, because it's right there on 52, and I don't know what the current traffic count is out there, but there's got to be 60, 70,000 cars going by this property every day.
Yeah, you can see it right there on 52. It's the old Country Corral building there with the Country Corral.
Did you build that, or was that?
No, it was established in 1970. Okay. They used to rebuild airplanes in it.
Really?
It was built as an airplane hangar, yes.
Not like a 747.
Oh, yeah. They would haul them in on tractor trailers.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. So tell us about this building.
And so Dick Barnes had it. Uh-huh. He turned it into the King Barn Dance in 1971. And then I purchased it in 1990, turned it into the Country Corral,
right,
which was ran for 25 years there. It's located on Meadowbrook Drive.
Right.
And it's right there beside a 52. Great visibility.
Oh, yeah.
Billboard there also.
Yeah, now you get income off those billboards too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is it, like 4,000? What did roughly?
It's roughly around eight, something like
8,000 a year? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Also, it's 11,000 square foot, metal, lifetime warranty.
When you say 11,000, that's heated total in the
total
building?
Total, yeah. Three air conditioning units and gas heat.
Okay.
Has 980 road frontage on Highway 52.
So that could be subdivided, somebody, if they wanted to.
Yes, we can divide it up, yeah, into two different tracks.
Right. Or if somebody wanted to expand the building or, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a great building as it is, so they can come
so
in.
So is that one big open space? I've never been inside of it.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of big open, really.
Of course, you have your restrooms and maybe an office or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you have a stage in there and stuff for
your
band?
Yeah, we got the stage, a PA, and everything's still in there. So if somebody would like to have a dinner show.
Right.
Be great.
Oh, wow. That would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Or a church, maybe.
Yeah, church would be great because we got the PA in there and everything. All the tables and chairs are in there still.
Or a wannabe musician.
That's right. Practice area.
A practice area there.
Yeah.
So what else can you tell us about it?
Well, it's a great location, great building. Everything's been up to code.
All right.
Ready to come in.
All right. So how do they get in touch with Lou there?
They can call Lou at area code 336-201-0265 or go to baldwinwinco.com.
Yeah, Baldwin Properties, right?
Baldwin Properties,
But, God, you guys out there, you're missing a hell of an opportunity here.
Yeah.
And I think you got it reasonably priced.
Right.
We're not going to talk about that because it's negotiable.
Right.
We'll sell or lease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you want to lease a building?
Not today,
but maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Shadow, what about you?
Keep Lou Baldwin's number there for you.
Yeah. Shadow, you could have your whole doggy club there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that would be a good thing for training or a gymnastics place.
How are the ceilings in that? You know,
It's drop ceiling, but the ceilings are where they used to work on the airplanes.
Sure.
You know, it goes all the way to the...
Wow. Okay, so just take the drop ceilings down if you need it higher.
Right.
And several roll-up doors or anything? Or?
Yeah, we got like... three in the back and two in the front.
These are ground level? They're not docks?
Yes.
Yeah, ground level roll-up doors.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because, you know, especially if somebody wants to do light manufacturing.
Yeah.
A lot of people are starting their own businesses now, too, and they're working at home in either basements. And, you know, but I'm just saying they're growing and need space, and they could lease it for a while or maybe do an option to buy. So,
yeah. Everything's up on the table there.
Okay, well, let's get that one gone.
Yeah. We got like 1 minute.
1 minute?
Yeah.
Well, let's just finish up here, okay?
All right.
I'm so glad you and Peanut came.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for having us. We've had a great time.
Right?
It was a blast talking with you guys about real estate.
Yeah.
It's what we love.
So now people know a little bit more about who we are.
Yeah.
And some of the things we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got a hell of a staff. You guys are great. We work as a team.
You.
You guys were in Christiansburg yesterday.
We went for our regional training and we learned a lot about how to market properties even better than we do.
United Country's incredible.
They are.
The oldest franchise in the country and the only franchise devoted to rural farmland.
Absolutely.
So, Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can tune us in every Saturday morning from 7 till 8, and also they can click on the website at WKT1090.com and listen to your show there. And also, they can download the Simple Radio app and tune us in everywhere they go.
Wow, so we can run, but we can't hide.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they can get hold of me, Lou Jewell, at 336-669-1405. And our website is www.mylandpro.com. And want to thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you like the show. If you have any guests, you got a guest, Peanut? If you have any guests or topics you'd like to suggest, please let us know. And you can do that actually on the website. What we do is we download this on a GoDaddy site, www.letstalkland.net without the apostrophe. letstalkland.net, and that has all of our shows. I think this will be the 44th show, but there's also contact information on there. We're on Spotify now. We're on Podbean, Facebook, YouTube, and give us a call. Again, my number is 336-669-1405, and we appreciate you listening today and hope we can help you in the future.